WCCB 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clinton, I've been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA.
Okay, okay. USA. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. This has something to do with numbers and processing. It carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
Like you stole something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. De John Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Por un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in on this Monday, July 31st, 2017. What did you just do? It's July 31st.
I just realized.
What?
I have to get both my milkshakes today.
Oh,
I still haven't gotten one.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
You're joking.
It's going to be an interesting afternoon.
I can't believe you still haven't done that. So that really doesn't make any sense.
I have my birthday milkshake from Chick-fil-A, obviously.
Yeah.
Then I have my calendar milkshake. And I was supposed to get them at different times throughout the month to space out the milkshakes. I forgot.
So you're going double birth shake today.
I think I'm double fisting with the milkshakes.
Double fisting with birth shakes.
Yeah. CFA,
that's
I'm coming.
I'm talking about.
Get ready. Start churning the milk and the ice cream.
Birth shake sounds like something horrible that happens during labor. But in your case, it's very good. Very good.
That does sound terrible.
It is the final day of the month of July. The month of August means football is coming. In fact, practice starts in 3 days. We're going to get you ready for it this week.
BYOG, bring your own guts.
Yeah, you better bring those guts. Whoa. Don't be playing LSU stuff in here. Don't be playing. Can you play that again, that LSU slogan?
BYOG, bring your own guts.
I mean, I, for one, am stunned. I am just sickened to death that Dabo would steal something from a renowned program like LSU.
Well, we did steal. No, they stole Death Valley.
Well, I mean, they've been.
So this goes
be
way
honest.
Back.
Let's be honest. They've
this
been thieving things from Clemson for 100 years. They've
right.
been stealing from Clemson for 100 years.
Here's the thing. Once Clemson decided, hey, we're going to be Tigers, right? And we're going to have the Tiger Paw as our logo. Why did anyone choose to be a Tiger after that when you couldn't use the paw? How can you be a school and your mascot be the Tigers and you have no paw?
There's someone, this is my debater side, there's someone out there that's going, well, don't you know that Clemson got Tigers from Walter Riggs who brought it from Princeton and
Auburn? Wasn't smart enough to establish the paw early on.
Yes, we know. You can delete that text that you're sending us right now
at
9861566.
Let's be honest, Auburn really has no idea what their mascot is. Are they the Eagles? Are they the Tigers?
You really have a problem with this.
Are they the War Eagles? Are they the War Tigers? I have no idea.
You have a real issue with Auburn.
I just don't. I need consistency. I crave consistency in my life. And Auburn never gives me that. A, on the football field. Or B, mascot-wise. Because you fly an eagle around your stadium, which is cool. But then be the Eagles, you know? There's also three other Tigers in your own conference. So be the Eagles.
They could play the Eagles while the eagle flies. I just thought about this. Or they could play fly like an eagle,
yes,
when the eagle flies. I mean, they're missing some opportunities.
They could
here
play
to
Hotel California.
Why?
By the Eagles.
Well, okay. Obviously.
But that
I wasn't
sense,
thinking it.
They're
I was
in,
like,
they're
wait
in
a
Alabama.
Minute. I wasn't
no,
even thinking
no,
that.
No, no, no.
That's good. That's good.
There's a lot of options there, is what you're saying.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Get it together.
Rotate
Auburn.
Eagle songs like Hotel California, although that one doesn't work.
No, not really.
You play Hotel California
while
this
think of.
Like, I just can't. That's a mellow song. That's mellow. Like, you don't get jacked to that.
Yeah, it's too mellow. And it's probably not about
fly like an eagle.
Things that you want to really be emphasizing to college students and stuff like that.
I mean, think about this. The Auburn issue that you have, it sounds like something I would say, right?
Yeah,
it sounds like an opinion I would have. Yeah,
oh,
it sounds like
gosh.
An opinion I would have. Why don't you pick one?
What is happening to
we
me?
Don't know who the mascot is. Does it fly? Does it run with four legs? We don't know. So that's something that I would have. I got no problem with Auburn having an identity crisis.
Here's the thing. I've kind of noticed this the past week or so.
Yeah.
I've kind of been on edge. Have you noticed this?
No, this is the first I've heard of this.
Yeah, okay. But I feel like you're rubbing off on me, and it's really starting to scare me a little bit. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Oh, man, this is bad for everybody.
I don't know.
This is bad for the audience. This is bad for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I'll maybe it's been the prime drive. The prime drive's really starting to kick in, and my body's getting used to it, and so I'm just on high alert at all times.
Did you see the LSU thing, though?
Yeah, I did. It's in their equipment room.
I mean, I guess maybe nobody co-ops the Dabo thing. I'm sure somebody had something about guts before Dabo did.
Well, yes. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I saw that, and I saw everybody, you know, tweeting about it and everything. I didn't really see a big issue with it. I think people were just kind of looking for something to get mad about because this is what it says. It's LSU football equipment tweeted it. And apparently, I guess it's in their equipment room. It says, we issue everything except guts. Now.
Which means what? Who has to bring them?
You got to bring your own.
You got to bring your own. That's the point. That's the thing. They like did the sentence before Dabo's thing.
But it's not like they have literally BYOG right there. Now, before Dabo said BYOG, he did say, we give you scholarships. We give you jerseys. We give you whatever, but we can't give you guts. So that one relates a little more. But the acronym, the BYOG acronym, is not as similar as people were saying to the, quote, we issue everything except guts, end quote.
They also, I mean, they've been using it for a long time. That they there was a tweet that I saw where they said equipment. This is a tweet from LSU football. Is this the actual LSU football account that's not verified?
The tweet.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it is verified. I'm sorry. I missed the blue. Sorry, I don't know what blue checks look like because they still don't verify my account. That's stupid.
Shoot, we got to fix that.
Stupid.
We got to fix that.
It says, equipment manager Jeff Boss started this thing at LSU. Boss was here for 24 years before passing away in 2003 after a battle with cancer. So if you're mad at LSU, be mad at the guy who died of cancer, you heartless people. That's what this is basically saying. You're a heartless person if you blame LSU for this. My point is, if you look at what Dabo's done, he essentially just says whatever's in his brain. His brain's just that good at sayings, right? They're sayings. They're not sayings. They're not proverbs. They're sayings.
Parables.
Fables. Parables.
Urban legends.
Right? Stories.
Rural legends, maybe.
They're definitely not sayings or statements or... Like I said, proverbs. I mean, I feel like LSU's got a good retort to this. I was very entertained by the back and forth about LSU issuing everything except guts this weekend. Because it does feel like there's some animosity between slogan, like somebody said, slogans. The good, that's a good texture. I mean, it just it feels like it's sort of in the nature of Clemson people to be upset at LSU for stealing their stuff. LSU is like the brother that's always stealing your stuff. So if you can't remember if something's yours or his, you accuse him of stealing your thing. Or maybe you both had the same thing. You can't find yours. You see one in his room and you go, hey, you stole that thing.
You know what LSU doesn't steal?
What does LSU not steal?
Quarterbacks from anybody.
Other people steal players that played quarterback at LSU.
They don't even really call know quarterback. What a quarterback is. So I guess you can't steal something if you don't know what it is. But they don't steal those.
No, they don't. Let's go to the phone. 654-ROAR is the phone number. We've already got some action on this. Snaphook is up with us on the Northern Communication phone lines here in the first segment of Out of Bounds on a Monday. Hey, Snaphook, what's going on?
Nothing much, y'all. How are y'all?
Doing well. Hope you are.
You know, I'm doing great. I don't know why anyone would get mad over someone wanting to copy us. I don't mind being a role model for SEC school at all.
I don't mind it either. I think it's great. I think it's great fun. Now, if LSU's been saying it for 25 years, then I think it takes some of the shine off of it. But it does fit. Doesn't it feed into this narrative that LSU stole Death Valley and therefore they steal all things from Clemson? They're trying to constantly steal stuff.
Well, that's what happens to little brother when he looks up at big brother.
That's awesome. I love the perspective, Snaphook. That's exactly what we needed on a Monday.
Hey, all we need is, if we're a role model, that just means the rest of the nation's looking up to us. Appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks very much. You're right about that. Boy, if Paul Feinbaum telling fans to get off their high horse, why would you? You're riding the high horse. When you win the championship, your perch, your proper spot is on the high horse. Stay on your high horse till somebody knocks you off.
Okay, two things. Snaphook, we love you.
Yeah.
Keep listening.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I can call LSU Clemson's little brother.
Little brother.
I don't know if we can say that. I think currently they're twin brothers. No one's better than the other. I mean,
currently they're twins, but they could be untwinned.
Sure, sure. But I mean, to say twins. That LSU is definitely below Clemson in terms of, you know, hierarchy and stuff, that might be a little much. Right now, sure. In the current, I mean, today, July 31st, 2017, yes. But overall, that's a tough saying.
I'm just thinking about when the president of the NCAA in a few years is going to look at Clemson LSU and go, hey, guys, we need to talk. I got to tell you something. From ages 7 to 9, you both were twins. I know you don't remember this. It was a long time ago. But we did feel the need to tell you that at a certain point in both your histories, you were twins. And now it's not the case, and it wasn't always the case. But just from those years,
you've now been separated.
You were twins.
You're done.
What is that? Let's go to Will Vandervoort, who's up with us next, saying Clemson is a school that steals. The horror. Hey, Willie B.
Hey, man, what's up? I'm glad Snaphook came on and set the record straight on that LSU story. And all the Carolina fans out there that want to say LSU's the real Death Valley and all they got to do is go to our website and look up the story where I went back and researched it. And it's factual. Clemson used Death Valley way before LSU did.
So this is
Clemson
true.
Is the king of that name. They own it, and if you will. Now, As for the situation, the other thing, you know, who cares about the BYOG and all that stuff? I think that's ridiculous, too. But there was one that kind of made me mad over the weekend as I was reading all the tweets. It was fans from different schools, and I won't say which schools, but I'm sure people can guess it, were saying Clemson stole the all-in from Auburn. And Quark, that's the one that got me mad because I'm like, no, that didn't happen. Dabo used the all-in phrase in 2008. When he first got the job as an interim coach at Clemson and told his team in 2008, you know, they needed to be all in or they can hit the door. And that was their motto that year as a team. And then he carried that into his all-in foundation the very first year he became a head coach. And then the next year is when Gene Chizik came out and used all-in over at Auburn in 2010. And so for all those people out there saying Dabo stole that, that's inaccurate. All-in, and that was the one that kind of got me because I'm like, no, I remember that whole all-in thing, that whole all-in speech and everything, and it was definitely Dabo. And like I said, all you got to do is go find the All-In Foundation was established in 2009, and that kind of set the record straight that Clemson had it first.
This is a very good point, and I remember when Gene Chizik took all in from Clemson, and it was almost like chickens coming home to roost when he was canned. He got fired after co-opting somebody else's phrase. So let that be a lesson to you. Keep your hands to yourself, Auburn. Stop trying to steal stuff. If Auburn starts going BYOG, we know Gus Malzahn's not long for the world. Am I right?
Right. And my whole thing is this. Look, just, you know, say what you want, and everybody can talk about what and did all that. But when you put facts, when you try to say you're putting facts out there and your facts are inaccurate, you know how big I am on that quote.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure your facts are right. I mean, you know, and there's fans out there dogging Clemson for the all-in phrase, and I'm like, Clemson was the first one. I mean, use something else if you want to say Clemson was stealing something, but don't use the all-in as an example. Clemson didn't steal that, and people are saying Clemson stole the Florida State's tombstone idea too. Well, you know what? They did. They exactly did. Danny Ford, that's what made Danny Ford mad, because they tore the turf off the field in 1988 at the Punt Rooski. And Danny Ford was fired up about it. So when Clemson beat Florida State up there next year in Tallahassee, he put up the first tombstone for that game. And they're exactly right. Clemson did steal that because they did it out of revenge. And that's the start of that tradition.
Will Vandevort, a fountain of knowledge and wisdom. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Always a pleasure. Will Vandevort doing that? That's great. That's fantastic. Mickey Plyler texts my personal text line and says Dabo stole all in from him.
Mickey, get out of here.
Oh, man. At a certain point in time, we may have a court case on our hands. We may have an Ole Miss Hugh Freeze versus Houston Nutt with Mickey and Dabo. What are the odds of that?
Mickey says that everybody stole everything from him. Oh, man, Mickey.
Oh,
Mickey,
amazing.
We know you've been around for a while, okay?
That's messed up. I didn't say that.
But, you know, I have heard Mickey's story about how he did coin all in, and it has a little more validity than his other claims. So there is that.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, shout out to Mickey for winning the Walker Course Championship, right?
That's right.
That's impressive. Let's give him one.
Let's give him a round of applause. You know, have a seat. If you came to trivia, we could be champions of trivia also. We're missing your expertise last week, and boy, that was difficult. That was difficult. I just want to be champions. You know, the Mickey Plyler Show has a trophy. Where's our trophy? Where's my trophy?
Trophies.
I feel like
trophies are coming.
I feel like half of Drake. Trophy.
Be patient.
And I'm just waiting on you to finish.
As you say, you can't skip steps.
Skip steps.
You can't skip steps. You got to trust the process. Our trophies are coming.
Oh my God.
They're coming.
Windshield mentality.
That's right. You can't win the last one till you win the first one.
Biggest game, most important game is practice today. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear that August 3rd. More on practice coming up. Also, this question. This season, the ACC is going to take a step back, right? Don't we think that? We're going to examine whether that's accurate or not. We have begun to at times, but never really dove in. We're going to do that. And then, you know, later on this week, I'd like to look at some other leagues. Mm-hmm. How will the ACC stack up as a conference this year?
Which teams specifically will step back? Maybe a few that will step forward. We'll dive into that. But we also have phone calls, too.
And we do. 654-ROAR is the phone number. If you ain't first, you're last. Brought to you by First Team Sports. This hour, unbelievable. I love that slogan. Speaking of stealing stuff, that is from Ricky Bobby at Talladega Nights. But First Team Sports, we forgive you because they are awesome. They're amazing. The best sporting goods retailer. Try before you buy. Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville. Go by and see them at First Team Sports. Short break. More Out of Bounds coming up next.
105.5 The Roar is proud to add Brad Sinkov to our lineup, and we're giving you a chance to meet him. Join us Friday, August 4th, broadcasting the Press Box with Brad and Ben at Local Q from noon till 3. Come out for great sports talk with Brad and awesome food from Local Q and special promotions with Wicked Weed Brewery from Asheville. The Press Box with Brad and Ben, live at Local Q, Friday, August 4th, from noon till 3, from 105.5 The Roar.
Anytime is a great time for jerky. It's the ultimate go-to snack, and at Beef Jerky Outlet, you can choose from nearly 100 varieties. Prime rib, Cajun barbecue brisket, cherry maple beef, applewood smoked bacon, and even exotic meats like kangaroo, alligator, elk, venison, and more. If you're firing up the grill, don't forget their sauces, marinades, and rubs. Mention you heard this on The Roar, and you'll get 10% off your total purchase through the end of July. The Beef Jerky Outlet, Magnolia Park, across from Cabela's.
Football season is coming in hot, and First Team Sports is already gearing up with your top source for sports in South Carolina. Since 1994, First Team Sports has been your source for all sporting needs. The only place in the upstate to get new gear is First Team Sports, including varsity jackets. First Team Sports can custom make any style jacket for any school. Top quality products you won't find just anywhere. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sport. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard, call 268-6227. That's First Team Sports.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Dr. Frank Armacito with the Surgery Center at Pelham on what it means to you as a patient.
I help develop our outpatient joint replacement program. Our patients are a priority, and it's my goal as an orthopedic surgeon to offer treatment options. Qualified candidates go home the same day. You will be up and walking before we send you home.
The Surgery Center at Pelham, ideal for athletes and active people who want to get back to their old routines. NewKneeReplacement.com.
Did you know that just 1 gallon of used motor oil can contaminate 1 million gallons of water? Recycling used motor oil saves valuable energy. 2 gallons of used motor oil can generate 36 kilowatt hours of electricity. That's enough to run your TV for 180 hours. Recycle your used motor oil at Greenville County's residential and waste and recycling centers and Twin Chimneys landfill. For more info, call 243-9672. That's 243-9672. Online at greenvillecounty.org.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
The summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture is now in progress at Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your patio furniture and save during the summer clearance sale. Everything in stock is clearance priced on brands like Tropitone, Summer Classics, Panamint, Lloyd Flanders, Resista, and Meadowcraft. It's the summer patio furniture clearance sale at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Here in the Palmetto State, us South Carolinians agree, if it ain't fried, it ain't Southern. Fried chicken is a way of life, and if you're looking for the best fried chicken, just mosey on over to the Chicken Basket in Anderson, one of South Carolina's top 10 fried chicken restaurants. From fried chicken to gizzards, chicken tenders to wings, and sandwiches to bird dogs, if it's chicken, it's at the Chicken Basket. Dang good fried chicken right here in the Electric City. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24, right close to Lake Hartwell.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
You've arrived here at a critical moment.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I want to love you. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. To my loving care. And I'll take it there. Yeah. I want to love you.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. On the text line currently, there is an outstanding question that we'd like to get into at some point. We'll get to that in a moment. Also, about an hour from now, Grace Rayner from the Post and Courier, we stole her from him, Brad. I was going to say Brad. We stole her from it. Whatever. Pronouns are stupid.
Grace is a girl.
Pronouns are stupid. Grace is a girl. Thank
you. Just so you know.
We stole Grace. From them,
well,
from Brad and Ben.
Look at you. You're instigating. There's no stealing.
We swiped it from the press box.
There's no
and
stealing.
She's on our show at 125.
Brad and I had a discussion. I said, hey, can we have Grace on? He said, of course, because Brad's super cool. So boom, because she wrote an excellent article about Hunter Renfrow in the Post and Courier. Super good. I tweeted it out if you haven't seen it. She tweeted it, of course. But go check it out and read it before we have her on. She sat down with the family, went down to Myrtle Beach, and just kind of took a glimpse into the real Hunter Renfrow. And so we can't wait to have her on and have her break it down for us.
At Quawk Dog, at Kelly Graham, I got 105.5 The Roar on Twitter. If you'd like to get with us on the show today, this hour, brought to you by our friends at attractionsbook.com. Everybody loves a good coupon book or coupon book. You say coupon, don't you?
Coops.
Okay. Coops?
I don't even say coupon. I say coops.
Chicky, chicky, parm, parm.
You got to shorten
That's
it sometimes.
That's what I always think,
yeah. A coops book.
What the heck? What is happening? Fundraise the easy way. We're here to help you succeed and meet your fundraising needs. Over $4,000 worth of coupons. Coops. So restaurants and retailers, 50% profit on all books you sell comes right back to the organization. There's no cost up front. You pay for what you sell and return the rest. So there's no overhead for you that you're not going to redeem back with the coupon books, which we know in this industry is a big, big deal. People love the opportunity to just not be on the hook. If you end up with a little bit left over. Call 864-752-7383. That's 752-7383. Or email cjbryant@attractionsbook.com. cjbryant@attractionsbook.com. Mitch, you heard us on the Roar to get a special group fundraiser incentive. Derek in Clemson is up with us on the Northern Communication phone line. 654-ROAR is the number there. Derek, what's going on?
Another day in paradise. How are y'all?
Oh, man. Feeling very much the same way, my friend.
I was thinking about calling in sick today and going out to the golf course.
Wasn't it great this morning? Like 65 degrees. Wasn't it awesome?
It was wonderful. Now, I'm off Wednesday, Thursday, and it'll probably be 98 with a 30% chance of rain and all that crap. Well,
yes.
That's just the way it is, I guess, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So what I was going to touch on, I wasn't even going to bring this up, but just a few callers ago, I actually did some research on the whole LSU thing, and when it originally started out, it wasn't Death, it was Death Valley, and it was a play of words on words throughout a 60-year period that kind of changed into Death Valley. So that there's actually some history to look on that. Like, there's professors at the school that say Death, and some people say it's Death, and people have been going back and forth for 90-plus years at that school about what was it originally as. So that there's kind of some food for thought on that. But now, one of the main reasons I was calling in was I called in for the new press box show the other day, and I was the one that made the 3-9 prediction for South Carolina for this coming up year.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I did a good enough job elaborating on why I feel that way. If somebody asked you to go back from the 2016 and 2015 season and pick out the strengths of South Carolina's team as far as keeping them in the game and to kind of give them advantage, would you say that would be special teams, offense, defense, what?
You're talking about from years previous or for this year's team?
For South Carolina, for only 2015 and 16, things that are actually a factor for this coming up season.
Holy smokes.
And because I've done a lot of research, and I keep up with players coming and going and everything else, and I'll tell you this right here. Would you not agree that Elliott Fry from South Carolina, along with their senior special teams, whether it's their placeholder, long snapper, their punter, or Elliott Fry kicker, hasn't that played a really big factor in South Carolina's performance in the last 2 years?
Absolutely. There's no question about that.
Here's the fun part. All four of those people aren't coming back this year. They have all new people.
Wow. So special teams is going to be totally new. All new personnel.
Their kicker they had last season was a kicker / punter. He was a true freshman. I don't know if y'all watched him in the spring game or not, but he was like 2 for 5.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
All over the place. So I think, plus if you take out the fact of they had 2 or 3 games given to them last year, whether it was East Carolina, them 500-something yards with only 14 points on the board, horrible turnovers the whole game. Vanderbilt has got no offense whatsoever, and I don't know what happened to Tennessee, but they were kind of a joke all year. They were only a 3-team win last year, and Elliott Fry played a big factor in the Vanderbilt game. I think he was the player of the game, right?
Yes, I think maybe so.
Because I think that the guy won the game with like a 53-yard boot or something towards the end. Yeah,
it was a
and
big
there
kick.
There were a few games like that that them and their place kicker and their punter was keeping people pinned within the 10-yard line. So, and I'm just saying this hypothetically. I think with Finley coming back and all those players coming back with NC State, yeah, they lost a few guys, but I think with their defensive line and their ability to play as aggressive as they play on secondary, I don't think they'll be able to do anything in the first game of the season at all. And to be honest with you, I've already got bets made on that game with multiple Carolina fans, and I've even given South Carolina 14 points because I don't think offensive line can guard at all for Bentley. I think they can't create lanes for Dowdle or Tyson or whoever they pick at running back. And their secondary, if they watch them in the spring game, South Carolina's offense shredded their secondary. And I'm tired of people telling me, oh, you know, maybe they just got that much better. You don't get that much better from December to April when you're not even allowed to technically put on pads in practice.
Derek, I think you make some compelling points. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. You know, a couple things on South Carolina. First of all, I think we can overreact to what happened against Clemson and Florida last year. Let's do it this way. Okay, I was gonna go an explanation, but I think it's better to sort of show people. Which defenses on South Carolina's schedule this year are the types of defenses that Clemson and Florida were last year? In other words, people are saying that South Carolina's offense can't play, they can't score, they only do it against bad teams. And so that means they're going to be a bad offense all year. I just want to go through who are their good defenses they're going up against this year?
Well, per Derek's point, I mean, would he put NC State in that category?
NC State is one of those. Okay.
With
NC
that State front four, yeah. I would say NC State. I would say Florida. Well, if Florida can stay healthy.
They lost nine starters and just lost their leading returning tackler. I don't know what they're going to do on defense this year. They won't be as good as they were last. They won't be Florida last year, Clemson last year good. They won't be like that.
By November 11th, though, we might think Florida would be improved.
Maybe, but they also don't have Muschamp as their coach to develop. It's McElwain.
Yeah.
And we don't know how McElwain is going to develop on defense.
The two defenses I have confidence saying are going to be close to that elite status that Carolina is going to face are their first and last games in NC State and Clemson, and they're both ACC defenses, which is funny.
I will say, Randy Shannon, really good defensive mind. Really good defensive mind, going to do some good stuff. I think he's going to do some good stuff there. My point on South Carolina is we can look at information through a very questionable lens if we focus on certain things. If we focus on the Florida and Clemson games, if we focus on, as Derek said, and I don't think his point was wrong, that the offense did sort of have its way during the spring game. But I think we also can overreact to how South Carolina did against, you know, great defenses last year and think that that means they can't play. The reality is Syracuse got shut out by Clemson last year. There were a lot of good offenses that got grounded, especially at Clemson, by Clemson's defense last year. There were a lot of, there were a lot of great offenses. Well, there were a lot of SEC offenses. Great in the SEC. I'm not going to say. You'll get mad at me for saying that. It's like when you state the, like I was watching something earlier. You know how, like, sometimes in a conversation, a very chauvinistic conversation, people will be like, well, she's a New Jersey 7. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
Are you really giving this analogy right now?
Well, like, some of the offenses Florida played last year are like SEC 6s. Oh, but in the rest of the country, they're just not that great. I'm not saying I do it. I'm saying that's what happened.
People know that.
I don't do that.
You would never.
She's a New Jersey
rate 7. Women on a number scale according to their attractiveness. You would never do that.
Not based on their region.
You would never do that.
Not based on their region. That's disrespectful to the region. A New Jersey.
Don't bring
7.
New Jersey into this.
Come on.
Zach's gonna get mad.
She's a 9 on the shore. I don't know why I picked New Jersey. I just saw the thing about Chris Christie getting in a guy's face at the Brewers game. That's why I picked New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And conversely, with your point, Kwok, we talk about how, South Carolina's defense got kind of lit up in their spring game, right?
Yes.
I mean, look at the points they allowed, that SC defense. So this is what Jake Bentley and his crew are going up against every week in fall camp, okay? The points that South Carolina allowed last year, 46 to South Florida. This is just in most recent games, the last 6 weeks. 56 to Clemson, 31 to Western Carolina, 20 to Florida. To Florida?
Yeah.
21 to Missouri, 21 to Tennessee, 28 to UMass, 28 to Georgia. That's a lot of points. And so even if South Carolina's offense is improved, right, which we think they will be, without a doubt, I think it's going to be an improved offense, can they outscore teams?
Well, this is the principal concern with South Carolina, and this is where if you think their offense is terrible, then you think they're going 3-9. I don't think their offense is terrible. I think they're going to get it. I mean, Walt was talking about this the other day, and I think it was totally spot on. You can hear him from 3-7 on Road Rage. Walt Tatua, he was saying that they're going to be in a bunch of shootouts this year. Now, how many of those 42-35 type games they can win remains to be seen. But it's not going to be a bunch of 35-10 games where their offense is not scoring. I don't think their offense, you know, basically having their way with South Carolina's defense is more about South Carolina's defense being dreadful, although I think they have some major issues, especially up front. Brad was talking about that this morning, too, on the press box from 9 to 12. We just promo on every show on the first 40
who's
minutes
on from 6 to 9?
That's the Mickey Plowler show. Well, we reference him on the show, too, so... We've referenced every show.
With Zach Orr.
That's right, and we've referenced everyone. So we got that out of the way. We don't have to talk about anybody's show for the rest of the day. But you see what I'm saying? Like, if we think that it's because South Carolina's defense is terrible, there's no way the offense is going to move the ball, I think that's missing a point a little bit. If you look at their schedule and who they have to go against, they're going to score some points this year.
I totally agree. I just worry for if they are in these shootouts, can their defense come up with a stop to allow them to win? That I don't really trust for South Carolina. But also, I mean, there's a lot of SEC schools you go up against if you're South Carolina. If you score 30, if you score 35, you're probably going to win. So, that is a positive for the Gamecocks.
Let's go to Joel. One more quick phone call before we take our next break. Hey, Joel, what's going on?
Good afternoon, Quackin' Bush.
How are you, sir?
Will, how are you?
I'm doing very well, very well.
I enjoyed the church service yesterday morning.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It was great to meet you there as well. That was awesome.
Yeah, I tell you right now, but your family is awesome.
Well, thank you. They're glad to be in Seneca at Hopewell. They're really glad to be there.
Even though you are a Daniel alum, you know.
I hear you.
I had to put that in there.
But, well, I can appreciate it. I've been wearing Seneca clothes a lot recently because, like, my whole family lives there now.
Do you know Ian Lundeen?
No.
Where's 94.1?
Okay.
Not that I listen to 94.1. I just give it away. Oops.
That's okay. Now,
I'm just saying, I think if you might know Ian because he went to Daniel High School.
Oh, okay.
Might have been before your time since you are so old, you know.
Right, exactly right. Exactly right. Hey, Joel.
Right now, I can just say without question, very, very honestly, Mr. Quackenbush, I can say that I really got a blessing yesterday morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, we're out of time this segment. We got to run, but I appreciate the kind words, and I appreciate you calling and checking in. Be good.
And your dad is my preacher. How about that?
That's right. That's right.
And your mom is my Sunday school teacher. How about that?
Then you're doubly blessed. I can promise you that.
I told you I'd call you, didn't I?
You did. You did. You kept your word. I appreciate it.
I'm trying to be a man of my word.
Well, I appreciate that, Joel. Thank you so much.
You have a good day.
All right, you too. Thanks so much. And that was very kind of Joel.
He called in. We were talking off air. Yeah. He was literally, I've never seen someone more excited to finally understand and put together the connection that your dad was his preacher and that you were there leading worship.
Well,
it was funny.
Like, my dad's been in a new church for like 6 months, and I've been there a few times. And yesterday, I'm talking to this guy a couple rows back before we start. My whole family was there. Most of us were there leading worship yesterday. I had a little special service. And so we're there, and we just got done with practice, and it was a wonderful time. Really love being there with the folks at Opal. So I'm talking to this guy, and he introduced himself. His name's Joel, and he's like, you know, Tony Quackenbush, the preacher, I was like, yeah, man, he's really good. He goes, and I know one other Quackenbush, his name's William. You know the name? I'm like, yeah, that's me. He's like, what? Shut up. No way. So we had that conversation yesterday.
There aren't exactly a bunch of Quackenbushes walking around.
No.
You know? Most likely they're related to you if that's their last name.
Yeah, exactly right. So I appreciate that from Joel. Short break. We'll come back. We're on the other side next.
The countdown is on. 33 days of Clemson Tiger football.
Johnson again goes off play action. Back to pass. Dexter Lawrence back there. Got him and
sacks him at about the 26-yard line. Well, the young freshman is making his presence felt here in this first half in Auburn, Alabama.
Every thrilling minute on the flagship station for Clemson football, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Football season is coming in hot, and First Team Sports is already gearing up with your top source for sports in South Carolina. Since 1994, First Team Sports has been your source for all sporting needs. The only place in the upstate to get new gear is First Team Sports, including varsity jackets. First Team Sports can custom make any style jacket for any school. Top quality products you won't find just anywhere. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sport. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard, call 268-6227. That's First Team Sports.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Hey, this is Joseph from Local Q, inviting you to come try our famous house smoked wings. Tossed in our signature barbecue rub, these wings are sure to leave an impression. Pick between any of our 10 sauces, including a blueberry chipotle barbecue, coconut curry, and inferno for the daring. We also offer great lunch specials Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and a unique brunch menu Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive, Suite 7, or online at www.localq.com. Remember, Local Q is 21 and up at all times with a valid ID.
There's never been a better time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest. Like a 2017 Fusion, Escape, or Mustang. 0% interest for 72 months and $1,000 in trade assist. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Serving you for over 85 years and four generations. George Coleman Ford, for the ride of a lifetime. Offer good through July 31st. Must trade 95 or newer vehicle for trade assist.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
When you have plumbing issues, why take a chance with who you call to fix them? Roto-Rooter has been taking care of homeowners like you for 30 years, all over the upstate. The owners are proud Clemson alumni, and thousands of homeowners and businesses have trusted them to do the job right from the start. When it comes to your home or business plumbing, make just one call. Roto-Rooter of the Upstate, online at RotoRooterSC, or call us at 288-7686.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
If you're a listener to this station, then we know you love baseball. Instead of waiting to watch the World Series in October, you can watch the Senior League World Series this weekend easily. The best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players from all over the world are in town. From July 29th to August 5th, teams from Australia, Canada, America, Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa, all coming here. Winner takes all. For tickets, go to slbws.org. That's slbws.org.
Anytime is a great time for jerky. It's the ultimate go-to snack, and at Beef Jerky Outlet, you can choose from nearly 100 varieties. Prime rib, Cajun barbecue brisket, cherry maple beef, applewood smoked bacon, and even exotic meats like kangaroo, alligator, elk, venison, and more. If you're firing up the grill, don't forget their sauces, marinades, and rubs. Mention you heard this on The Roar, and you'll get 10% off your total purchase through the end of July. The Beef Jerky Outlet, Magnolia Park, across from Cabela's.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramling.
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
Now, back to Quack and Kelly on 105.5 The Roar.
Them jeans are fading in all the right places. Got me hanging on tight to your curves like little erases. Girl, you fucking little backbeats.
Oh, man. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I love this day. I love this day. This is, if you're a fan of a team that has no hope This is the most hopeful day on the calendar, and then after this, it's all basically crap. If you're a fan of a team that has lots of hope, today is a great day.
Can you clarify what sport you're talking about?
We're talking about baseball. We're talking about the trade deadline at 4 p.m. today and the moving and shaking. Where's Sonny Gray going? Who's got bullpen help? You can keep the crickets going. I don't even care. I'm going to preach on baseball right now.
Oh, no.
This is the greatest day ever. I love this day because, frankly, my team is a pile of garbage.
That's true.
Set on fire, ablaze, and stinking up the whole room of baseball. It is a dreadful, disastrous, a horrible existence to even look at the scoreboard when the Reds are playing now. Although they won yesterday for the third time in 17 games since the All-Star break.
And
so that's nice.
I have two teams in the hunt.
Well, isn't that convenient? Oh, isn't that convenient? Well, you're rooting for the Patriots when the NFL season starts?
Never.
You know, I think after this week three game, I think I'm going to jump on the Patriots bandwagon. I think that's going to be amazing.
I'm good. I don't really care for the Patriots.
I really just, you know, I know I've been a Spurs fan, but gosh, you know, the Warriors have been so good lately. And, you know, frankly, I do love their players. I think I'm going to go with the Warriors. I'm going to jump on that bandwagon, and they'll be mine.
Well, I got to be honest. The Cubs haven't, I mean, they've played up to my standards as of late, but the whole year has been kind of below my standards. So I'm not fully on the bandwagon yet for the Cubs. I have one foot on. I'm kind of,
oh
you know
God.
How.
This my gag reflexes are about to be triggered.
You know,
right
if
here.
Let's
you're,
say.
You're the worst kind of person
let's
right
say
now for this.
You're on a golf cart and it's not really moving. So you have one foot on and one foot off. You're pushing the cart, you know? That is me right now. I'm one
oh
foot on,
gosh.
One foot off of the Cubs bandwagon. But I'm fully on the Astros bandwagon, of course.
This is unbelievable.
So it's been a good MLB season for me.
This is upsetting. I mean, really and truly upsetting. Horrific.
You know what's upsetting?
Yeah.
Being 42-63.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
Reds.
Yeah, it is. Very upsetting.
14 and a half games back.
Big
that's,
time.
That's pretty bad.
You know, if the Central weren't such a doo-doo sandwich, then, by the way, we're the moldy piece of bread on the backside of the doo-doo sandwich right now.
You're the worst team in a bad division.
Yeah, if the Central weren't such a doo-doo sandwich, we'd be 30 games back, and we'd be able to say how sucky that is. You realize 14 and a half at the trade deadline has been made up before.
It's like being,
somebody has made up that deficit before.
It's like being the worst team in the SEC East.
Oh, that's murderous.
Yeah.
That's savage.
Speaking of the SEC East.
Yeah.
Can we get to our friend John in Spartanburg?
Yeah, let's do it. Who texted us twice with the same thing.
Yeah, so he, show contributor John, he texted in. He said, if you had to steal one thing from a college football program across the country that you would like to add to Clemson football, what would it be? Not a player, not a coach. A tradition is what I believe John is getting at.
Also, he said, be good when he signed off his text.
Oh, yes.
Which is amazing.
Thanks, John. Be good. You be good. You be safe out there. Be
yes.
careful.
Yes.
But I have two. Now, one is kind of a 1A, and then I have a 1B. And it comes from an SEC East team, which I hate to admit. But I've said this before on air, I love what they do at Neyland Stadium with the different colored sections of the stadium, with the shirts, and how they coordinate that. That is one of my favorite things in college football. So if I had to pick one thing, the color coordination of the fans from Neyland Stadium there in Knoxville for Tennessee, I would take that and apply it to Clemson with some orange and purple. Ooh, it'd be really exciting. And then 1B is in Knoxville, and they also do this up in Seattle at UW.
Uh-huh.
When your stadium is on the river, or your stadium is on the ocean, or your stadium is on a body of water, and you can tailgate on a boat, which Clemson, I think, could make this a bigger thing. Now, you're not exactly right up on the stadium with your water, but to tailgate on a boat and then just get off the boat, walk into the stadium, that would be awesome. And I see them do that at Washington, Tennessee, probably some other places too that I'm missing. But those two are the two I can think of. Those are two college football traditions I'd like to kind of take and bring to Clemson.
Chase, what are your thoughts on those two traditions that Kelly just threw out there? Would they work at Clemson?
I really don't think the checkered, like the fans would work, because I just don't think purple and orange would look that good together like that. I think it's two solid colors and wouldn't look. I mean, you could probably do orange and white, but I wouldn't do orange and purple.
Yeah, you would definitely need white to be one of the colors.
Here's the thing, though. If orange and purple don't go together, what are we doing?
Orange and purple go fine.
What are we doing
on the same scheme, but like connected to each other? I don't know. I don't think that looks great in the stadium. I'm with Chase. I don't think it looks great in the stadium. And if I'm saying that, I can't believe under heaven that you're saying that. The two colors don't go together.
Listen. What about on Military Appreciation Day, you do purple and white?
Well, I guess you could.
How would that look?
I think that looks good.
I love how Tennessee does that. And I know because they have the white, it helps. I understand orange and purple checkered in the stadium would be a little rough on the eyes. But I just love the coordination it takes to do that and how it looks in the aerial view in the stadium. It's really cool.
You know what? I could get behind that.
What are some you would steal, Quack?
I love the jump around at Wisconsin. Yes. Or some like between third and fourth quarter tradition. I really like that one. Even the Georgia Tech Budweiser thing. When I was growing up, I was like, that's kind of cool.
I hate that.
I know you hate it. There's no reason
to
hate that.
The bopping they do?
That's not even bopping.
It's bopping.
It's German. You're doing a German beer thing.
We're in Georgia. Why are we doing something German?
German beer thing. The German beer thing.
I wouldn't.
It's like polka.
Look, no offense to, we love the Yellow Jackets out there. We like you guys. I wouldn't take a single thing they do and bring it to Clemson. No way.
Pre-game,
not even the Ramblin' Wreck. No, not even that.
No. Listen, their pregame playlist is fire. It is Atlanta. It is Dirty Dirty.
We have a fire pregame playlist. Have you heard the music we play in Death Valley?
I understand. They're like cutting edge, though. Like if you think
Georgia
Tech.
Are you hating on DJ
Shea
right now?
No. I'm just
saying. He's a close personal friend of the show.
I understand that. And it's more like when I went to Georgia Tech for the first time as a media member, I didn't remember being like this when I went when I was in high school as a fan. But covering the media and being there before the game, that pregame playlist, I was like, okay, Dirty Dirty, A-Town.
Yeah, then they take A-Town the field down. And then it's
that's
just
right. You just don't
abysmal.
Expect it. Like it was very Atlanta and not as much Georgia Tech, if that makes sense. The pregame playlist was very Atlanta and less Georgia Tech. I love that.
That's a lame one.
I love their
one,
pregame playlist.
Frankly, Quack. I don't love that. I think Clemson has a perfectly good pregame playlist.
I agree. It's gotten a lot more like Georgia Tech.
DJ Shea does an excellent job. We love you, DJ Shea.
I agree. DJ Shea's our guy. That's our guy. It's our boy.
Greg gets in on Twitter. What do you think of this one? Because our friends down in Death Valley in Louisiana, the other Death Valley. The other Death Valley. Calm down. The other Death Valley. They have a live tiger. What do you think about that?
I've always said you should have a live tiger. Although doing it now, like brand new,
it'd be yeah.
Do you realize the amount of people on campus? And I'm going to use this voice, and it's probably offensive to some female out there because it's going to be an effeminate voice.
Oh no!
The people saying, "Why would you put a tiger in a prison? They haven't done anything wrong." And people like
it has rights,
basically dumping blood on people walking in the gates because you're killing animals. And you're ruining their chance to have a safe life. You could build them a habitat, and it's not the same.
What tiger has a better life than the tiger down at LSU?
Leave the tiger alone.
Who just hangs
it's
out.
It's a person. That's what I'm saying.
That, in general, is the unsafest thing you could possibly do. You're putting a live tiger, not knowing we could accidentally leave the cage open one Saturday. And
You're not going to accidentally leave the cage open.
Plus, you're not doing that.
If we've learned anything from our friends down in Austin, you sedate the heck out of the animal. Bevo can't move, okay? He's just sitting there.
That's what I'm talking about. Stop sedating the heck out of animals. That's a sign if people hold up again. You know, I was thinking about Cal Berkeley and how frou-frou their school is. They'll like every other year, they have somebody like standing up in a tree. They're going to bulldoze and they just sit there. And during a game, they zoom in on that person. And they're like just living in a tree.
Clemson,
I could see people living like around the cage and being like, stop killing the tigers.
Clemson is not Cal Berkeley.
There will be some,
very different
students. There will be protests. There will be animal rights people opening up offices under a Wincott building near you. I'm just telling you.
Oh, my God.
They're going to open up a Clemson office and they'd be suing the heck out of the school and protesting every day.
What about this one? Text line 864. You know what I want the Clemson Tigers to do is get a helmet like Louisville's that would have a nice metallic orange and purple paw. There are some things that just aren't going to happen.
That is kind of tight, though. We were looking through the Timbre book, and one of the things that caught my eye was how sick nasty the Louisville helmets were.
They're nice.
They nasty.
But there's something, too, about Clemson's jersey combination. and just the tradition and how it's never going to change.
Well, Dabo's not changing.
That. I like that because, you know, there is that distinction in college football between the old money and the new money. And the schools that are willing to go crazy, like an Oregon, like a Louisville, right? And the schools that stick with what they know and love their traditional uniform combinations, like a Clemson, like an LSU. There's just something to be said for that.
You've gotten a lot of support for the, well, I say multiple. I won't say a lot, like 40 people, but, you know, like 5 people. Support you on the boat tailgating stuff. The boat tailgating idea is really good. That's a really good idea.
Pretty much anything you want to make it better, add a boat.
That's true. Unless you don't live around water, in which case adding a boat makes it worse.
That would be unfortunate.
Adding a boat makes it worse.
But I think we could start some tailgating on Lake Hartwell.
In Columbia, do not do boat tailgating. That is a bad idea. There'd be a lot of boats stopping traffic on the main roads. People getting upset. Hour 1 is in the books. Hour 2.